when you're hanging at camp because it's better than work. That's Amore to Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company joins us for Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
When your quarterback gets involved in a brawl at practice, that's Amore.
Joe Judge just letting them go. They're fighters. They're tough. They want to win.
Except apparently that Saquon's backup is from Mayberry. I don't know if it's Corey Clement or Clement, forgive me. I never learned it when he was with that other team. Quote, hey golly, I love it. At the same time, we don't want to get our quarterback hurt. Pretty sure Daniel knows that as well.
Yeah, and if you're a quarterback, you don't find yourself at the bottom of the pile. You come in late and jump on everybody else.
He found himself at the bottom of the pile after coming in late. That's my problem.
Oof.
Somehow he quickly got shifted to the bottom. Yeah, and his teammates don't seem to really care. It's all right.
Giants. All right. Giants being Giants.
It's either, you know, the great story you want to hear, you know, the adversity that, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, Al Pacino or Billy Bob Thornton just kind of watching him amusedly from the sidelines and then ordering wind sprints, or if it's truly something sadder. I don't know. We'll find out shortly.
Yeah.
I mean, Thursday. Thursday we've got the Dakless Cowboys versus the decrepit Steelers. It'd be great. I'm excited. Anyway, yeah. So moving out of Italy west, so the northern New Jersey. We're actually going to Italy. We've talked about France. We've talked about the Iberian Peninsula. I like to enter Italy. I like to get to Italy any way we can at this point. My God, I just need to travel. But yeah, no, I like to approach Italy primarily from the northwest. Northwest Italy, you know, perhaps you might know it best from the Olympics that happened in Turin, right? So foothills of the Alps, some of the steeper and higher altitude vineyards in the world, and then you get down into the main focus of northwestern Italy, which is Piedmont. We'll talk primarily about that. And then you do have, of course, the coastline, Lombardy, things like that, which is far more picturesque than necessarily important to our discussion here. But you do see some plantings of the grapes that are primarily found, again, in Piedmont. So that's why we're going to kind of touch on that more than the other places. But it's important to note that, like I said, from the Val d'Aosta, which is up near Torino, all the way down to the coast, there's interesting things happening. Before we delve too much into it, I'll just sort of, you know, as we've talked about appellations and the importance of delimited areas, there are two important Italian appellation bits of nomenclature, I guess, to know. And those are DOC and DOCG. Yes, the DOCG, and I will tell you what that is. So, DOC is a denominazione di origine controllata. That's sort of your first level. And then the added G is e garantita. What does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, a lot of people have it in their head that they can only buy DOCG stuff. DOC stuff is no good. It's very similar to other places in the world where you simply have wonderful things being grown in certain places and junky things being grown in other places, and it really, really helps to know the producers behind them, because the lawful the band, as you, especially in Italy, the band you see around where the cork goes, it doesn't always necessarily mean that it's the best product in the world. I'm not suggesting that Italy can be a little shady, but there it is. So there's a lot of grapes in northwest Italy that are known to Americans, but I don't necessarily know that they really know them. They've just heard of them and they can pronounce them, so they're comfortable with them. There is, of course, Barbera. Yeah, Barbera is an early ripening grape, primarily found either in Alba or Asti. The vineyards around the towns of Alba and Asti. You have Dolcetto, which is also grown in those places, but isn't necessarily done much in Alba. So in Asti, as well as places like Doliani, you see Dolcetto a little bit more prized. Dolcetto can be kind of finicky, kind of darker toned fruit. The best examples, again, have some weight, some tannin, and can be a really, really excellent wine. Again, especially from the region, primarily around Doliani, you're going to see some sort of broader shoulders examples of the Dolcetto grape. Of course, a lot of other, you know, Americans know the region from their sweet, frothy wines, right? Mm. The Moscato, which came, you know, into focus, at least in my life, and a lot of people's lives, as Asti Spumanti. That's okay. Basically, what that means is Spumanti or Spumantizzato is an Italian word for the frothy, slightly sweet way of making wine. And then Asti is the town where the Moscato was primarily grown. And so a clever marketer, instead of calling it Moscato d'Asti, which is Moscato from Asti, they brought in this thing called Asti Spumanti and advertised it as, unfortunately, I guess, something both at times more serious and less serious than it is. I mean, Moscato and its accompanying red Brachetto, which comes from the region around there as well. They are wonderful, fun wines, especially, you know, a little bit of dessert with, you know, strawberry shortcake or whatever you like. I don't think they're meant to be consumed as table wines. And I think that's kind of what Asti Spumanti was trying to get to, is trying to get to the people who really want sweet wines all the time. And I think that kind of confused people as to the fact that there's actually some extraordinarily deep, wonderful examples available. As well as complete, cheap junk. So it's, again, it's the problem with a lot of these very famous appellations in Italy is that they try to have control, but every now and then you hear about court cases where people are basically just cheating the system. But at least they are looking out for it. Whites, of course, you have the most famous white is Gavi. But Gavi is not made out of a grape called Gavi. Gavi is a town, and Gavi is made out of the grape Cortese. And Cortese is grown around. I mean, it's not in any great abundance anywhere, except perhaps Gavi, but it's a wonderful sort of nutty, especially when it's done, you know, without a lot of oak influence or whatever. It's a wonderful alternative to like an unoaked Chardonnay. And then you have the grape Arnaise, which was almost extinct basically until a couple of important Piedmontese families brought it back. And again, that's a wonderful wine, beautiful acidity, wonderful character. And if you're a white wine fan, I urge you to seek out better examples of it. It's not always easy to find. In fact, we have none on our shelves right now because of supply chain problems, but if you do find an Arnaise, they're wonderful. And then, of course, the undisputed king of grapes there is the Nebbiolo. This is a red grape, of course. We're switching back to red. Nebbiolo is the grape that you find in Barolo, in Barbaresco, under the name of Spana. You find it in the farther northern regions. And it's extraordinarily expressive. I have no idea why Americans like it so much, because it's finicky. It's not just so much big fruit, but often dried fruit and wet forest floor. And it's a perfect accompaniment, especially in Piedmont, where you find these things, is truffles. So, I don't know why we like it so much, but it's a fantastic grape if you like sort of subtle brooding red and it's absolutely tremendous. You are seeing, you know, and there's other grapes that are worth noting. We have a wonderful Grignolino. There's Frisia. There's other grapes that you find there. There's also because high altitude, people are growing Pinot Noir with some success. So it's really quite exciting. Do I have about a minute left or less, Gary?
You do, indeed.
Okay. I did want to mention, we are back to recommending masks in the store. Hate to do it, but Delta variant, a lot of people coming from hot spots. If you refuse to, I'm not going to fight you, but don't be surprised if you see us masking up around customers now. And also, I mention any downtown retailers listening or anybody who cares about downtown retail, tomorrow at 8:30, either at the first or there is a Zoom meeting available. We are having our quarterly downtown retailer meeting. You can share your thoughts about the upcoming months, holiday advertising, etc. So if you're an interested party, please join us for that. And I will join you all next week. We'll talk about Prosecco and Northeast Italy, etc.
That sounds wonderful. Well, Eric, you have yourself a great week, and we'll look forward to checking in again next Tuesday.
It's a deal. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Go Giants. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle.